Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Home Times Radio.
Right now. That was crazy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality. I just finished also my master's in counseling, making that my fourth degree. And today we're going to be exploring orgasms. And today's show title is Exploring Planet Orgasm with Annie Sprinkle. And she has a PhD. She is famous, in case you don't know her. She has been passionately researching and exploring sexuality for over 40 years, sharing her experiences through films, books, articles, and photography. She was the first porn star to earn a PhD and has taught hundreds of sex workshops. So Sprinkle has collaborated with Beth Stevens for 15 years, and they are internationally acclaimed artists who create sexually oriented visual art, theater, and performance. They are movers and shakers in the new eco-sex movement. And she has an exciting new book called Exploring Planet Orgasm. Sorry, The Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm. And I actually reviewed her book for my website, so you can find it on my website. If you just do a quick book review, Eros Coaching, Annie Sprinkle, or Planet Orgasm, you'll be able to find it. We're going to be learning the fascinating history of orgasm history, the new definition of orgasm, and seven keys to more mind-blowing blast off. There are many kinds of orgasms, so I'm not going to give it all away. So in order to check out Annie's work, what you can do is go to theecosexuals.org, then there's anniesprinkle.org, sexecology.org, several websites that she has. So I will find out more about her work, about Annie, and also about her different websites in today's show. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Martha. Hello, listeners. Greetings from California. Hi.
Hi.
Good to be
I'm
here.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy that you said yes. I've been intimidated at thinking that, I'm not sure if she's going to want to come on. And I'm so glad you said yes.
Well, I've been admiring the work that you've been doing for many years, and I love your enthusiasm and your spirit and your beautiful way of doing sex education.
Oh, thank you. I love your work as well. I love it very, very much. And I know you had this wedding ceremony that you did following the seven chakras for previously.
Yes, I'm basically, most of all, my number one hat I wear is as artist, and I've always followed the creative impulses that I have, and so I do art about sex and love, and one of the projects that I did was called the Love Art Lab, that's where we marry the different nature entity every year and did weddings as art projects. So I've married the earth, the sky, the sea, the sun, a lake in Finland. We did them in 9 countries with several thousand people. We've married, different. But it was a way to celebrate the earth and nature and the non-human world and grow our love and become more orgasmic and more ecstatic. And so now I'm in love with the whole the whole planet. And, those were art projects. But my partner, Beth Stevens, we've been collaborating 15 years. And actually, the ecosexuals.org website is an old project, so don't bother with that one. It's sexecologist, sexecology, S-E-X-E-C-O-L-O-G-Y, sexecology.org, and you'll see some work there. Or my old site, annysprinkle.org, has the book, you know, the new book that we did about Planet Orgasm. So, yeah, I've been doing all kinds of sex education outside the box for 4 decades, Martha. So, and I'm still really passionate about, especially about orgasm. Mm.
So, as sex educators, artists, is it like a challenge to make money in your work? Because what you're doing is so inspiring. You know, I'm wondering about the sustainability financially. Do you mind me asking that?
Yeah. Not at all. You can ask me anything you want. Well, I've made money over the years different ways. I started out at 18 years old in prostitution, and then I ended up making porn movies. And then when AIDS hit in like 1982, I was coping with learning about how to have safer sex, and I discovered Tantra. And then I started teaching workshops about sex, like Sluts and Goddesses. I taught sacred sex at the Wise Woman Center for 10 years. So I taught a lot of women's workshops especially, but sometimes with men and trans people. And so I made money, some money with that. But, you know, I also do books and film. So I'm a freelance artist, basically, and I make money wherever I can. Luckily, now I have a partner who's a professor, and she has a very good job. And she, so I get her health insurance, which in America is a big deal because it can be very expensive. So that's really lucky. And she had the sense to buy a house. And we live in San Francisco, which is really expensive. But when you have a house, it's actually, you know, it's very, very difficult to rent places here. So we keep our bills down, and we do all right. We also get grants. I've gotten like 4 grants from the San Francisco Arts Commission for the EcoSex project that we're doing. And we get, so we have funders of the arts giving us money to do our projects. And we have films we make and all kinds of things. But definitely our work is sex outside the box. Sometimes literally, sometimes just figuratively. Includes human sex, but it's about, we're very interested in sex that's all around and new ideas of what sex and orgasm are that are more expanded and experimental. So I'm kind of the Yoko Ono of sex education, you could say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You've done so many things, and you've followed your heart and your passion, and you've done all kinds of work. It's far-reaching.
Yes, I followed my clitoris a lot. And my
beautiful
heart.
Oh, I never told you this, but when I was studying to be a sexologist at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality at San Francisco, that's where I met my second husband. We are now divorced. Oh. But he actually told me that the first vagina he saw was yours.
Ah, well.
So he, I think you were touring. I think you were touring around the campuses, and you allowed people to come up and look at your cervix.
Yes, I did a project, a performance art thing where it was called the public cervix announcement. And I would put a cervix speculum in myself and open myself up and invite people in the audience to come look. I think I only did it once on a college campus. It wasn't something.
Wow.
I did a lot of lectures on campuses. I still do, but I don't I don't know that I showed my cervix live, maybe once on campus, but I did it in theater, in the performance in theaters. Maybe it was off campus, I would think, because it's for 18 and over, you know. So I don't think I did it on a campus, but maybe he went to theater and he might have been one of the 40,000 people, about 40,000 people in about 21 countries saw my cervix. And it was just something I offered just for fun so people could see where we're all from. And it sounds like some people's worst nightmare, I'm sure. But for me, it was it was very playful, very kind of innocent, and just something I did out of love and celebrating my body and women's bodies, and or even trans people who have. Some artists have redone my public cervix announcement, like Sadie Loon, and her partner Kay is trans. So he's a man with a cervix, and he shows his cervix now and on stage as art. So, yes, my art babies, my art children, well, they're grown-ups, but they've taken some of the things that I've done. Like Madison Young is now doing a show called Reveal All Fear Nothing. She was a sex worker, and now she's doing a show about based on my show, Post-Porn Modernist. So, it's been a long life of many projects, many interactions, and lots of sex education. I've spent my life learning everything I could about sexuality and done many workshops. I'm still a student. Hello?
Yeah, we have a break. Okay. And we'll talk more after this break. This is fabulous. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. You are listening to the show on the OM Times Radio Network. And you can share the show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. So this is the link in which we are live. So you can share the show right now. We are talking about Planet Orgasm, but actually for the last 15 minutes just now, just before the break, we were actually talking more about Annie's work in general and how she has done many things in the 40 years of researching and exploring sexuality. She's done, she's an artist by heart, and she does visual art, theater, performance. She's also many things. She's done films, books, articles, photography. She's an author. She's an educator. So I, of course, know about her work for many years. And just before the break, we didn't really finish that topic where she talked about her public public service performance pieces where she was showing her cervix, and it was innocent, it was from love and a celebration of her body. And I think it's so generous to be able to do that, because that demystifies sex and also leaves a lot of shame and mystery around sexuality. So I personally feel it's a very generous gift to the world that Annie is doing. So is there anything else you wanted to add to that conversation just now, Annie? Dr. Annie?
Well, if people want to learn more about the public cervix announcement, the best place to read about it is anniesprinkle.org. And in my writings, I wrote about doing that. And that show I did, Postpone Modernist. So there's lots of documentation, as we say. And of course, anyone who wants to show their cervix on stage can do that and follow suit. They're welcome to try it. It's a kind of amazing experience, but it's not for everybody. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's move on and talk about your book, Planet Orgasm, The Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm. I'm very fortunate to be able to review it, and I really, really love it so much. It's fun, it's cute, it's informational, it covers so many things in such a lovely book. What has been the response that you've been getting from your book?
Well, people really love the illustrations, which were done by a Korean artist. It's her first book, and they're really beautiful. And we did all the illustrations outside in nature. They're all outside, so they're on different planets, they're underwater, or out in, you know, in space. So it has a theme of being an orgasmonaut, and it's for everybody, not everybody, but every body. So there's information for people of all ages, sizes, abilities, a beginning, advanced. There's really good information. It's a very small book. I think it's only $13 on Amazon. It's very small, but it has the history of orgasm and definitions of orgasm. And I, as I said, do sex education outside the box. So it is a little controversial, because what I do is expand the definition of orgasm. And there are many, many different definitions of orgasm. And the mainstream one, if you want, I can read it to you, and then I can read you my definition. Might be interesting,
sure.
Or from the book. So contemporary Western sexologists mostly define orgasm as, and this comes from Masters and Johnson, basically, a buildup of muscular tension in the genitals called myotonia, with an engorgement of blood called tumescence or vasocongestion. With increasingly intensifying sensation, this leads to a grand release of the muscular tension called orgasm. Multiple orgasms are considered a repeat of this pattern. So most sexologists define orgasm as something that happens in the genitals, and it's a physiological thing that happens. But after many years of research, my own definition is the pleasurable release, explosion, or streaming of buildup erotic or sexual excitement, you could say energy, in its broadest sense, which can occur in many different parts of the body or flow through the body in many different ways. So my definition is much more broad, and that's my experience. I've done a lot of work with breath and energy orgasms, and you too, Martha. I saw you do an energy orgasm on a video somewhere, and it was very beautiful. And And for me, learning what was called the fire breath orgasm from a teacher named Harley Swiftier was changed my whole experience on sex and orgasm. And so I've taken what I learned from many teachers, Taoist, Tantric, Native American, sex workers, everywhere I can find information. And I've taken what I like and put it in this tiny little book that's beautifully illustrated. And anybody can be an orgasmonaut, explore and learn more about orgasm. And it's a great hobby. And I know a lot of women that, you know, can't have orgasm at all, or they think they can't, but they probably have, because actually, you know, we are, you know, having orgasms in the womb, for example, it, according to my definition, which is a kind of pleasurable energy release. And some people get it swimming or running or even kissing or dry humping or dancing. You can have a big full body energy orgasm. So crygasms are, I talk about, which is one of my favorites, where you have an orgasm and you cry. You can have orgasmic states. You can have just nipplegasms. You know, if somebody really is really great at sucking and licking a woman's nipples or a man's nipples or anyone's nipples, anybody, you can have a kind of buildup of energy and then a streaming and electric release. And you know, it's really how you personally define orgasm. And I say, let's claim more of those pleasurable releases. Because for me, when I learned that an orgasm didn't have to just happen in my clitoris or vagina, it opened the world. It became a whole planet of orgasmic possibilities.
Yes. So the traditional definition of an orgasm doesn't serve us, because what about those people who are disabled, who can't sense sensation below their waist? So they are still able to have orgasms through the neural connections and the sensory development that can happen. And so that definition will make a lot of people feel bad, you know, and so it's very much a genital base. So what you're talking about is a much broader definition of orgasm. And people who understand that orgasm is basically energy, it's just essentially energy and sensation. And I think the world will be a better place. We get less caught up with that label of that is the one way and the only way.
Yeah, it's not just having the energy, but it's the experience of the release or the flowing of energy. Mm-hmm. So you can have the buildup mm-hmm. of energy, and that wouldn't be considered an orgasm, just building up to it. It's like if you go dance mm-hmm. for 2 hours, you're dancing, dancing, dancing. At the end, you have this feeling of electricity mm-hmm. passing through your body. That's the orgasm. So, yeah, it's for everybody. And this book is on Amazon.com. It's Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm. It's for everybody, whether they're menopausal or pre-orgasmic or, paralyzed, or they just finished cancer treatments. I had breast cancer and, you know, and menopause. And so my sexuality's changed from different year to year. And so the information in this book, The 7 Keys to More Orgasmic Bliss, can help. They're not genitally focused.
That's great. So, yes. So, just to summarize and repeat what Annie just said, which is that it's not just about energy, it's a build up and a release and flowing of energy. So we can now begin to understand about nipplegasms and crygasms and many other gasms that you talk about in your book, like minigasms, megagasms, and moregasms. So tell us a little bit more about the 7 keys. We have 3 minutes to break.
Okay. Well, there are things like undulate your body more. So moving your hips more can build more energy, making more sounds. So if you're having sex and you're, say, getting penetrated by your lover, by yourself, opening your throat and making sound can bring about more orgasm. Taking more time, what you put in is what you get out. And if the more time you spend, the more energy and excitement you can build, the more likely you're going to have bigger, better, longer orgasm. And bigger is not always better. Also, sometimes you can have meditative, there's subtle orgasms that can be very fulfilling and pleasurable. Using your mind and just saying yes and opening to the, or you know, orgasmic energy that's all over our planet. And using your imagination, why just fantasize about other people? You can fantasize about, you know, lightning coming through your body, or, you know, in a pleasurable way, or being with, floating in outer space, and just all kinds of fantasies that aren't just focused on other humans, which we encourage, you know. Well, that's what getting into the eco-sex thing, but focusing on energy in your body. Where do you feel the most excitement? And then breathing is key. Lots more breath.
That's great. So there's movement, sound, using your mind, there's breath, four of them.
Kegels, like squeezing the muscles in your genital area.
Yeah.
Kegels, undulation, yeah. Making sounds, taking more time, lots more breathing. And then really let yourself surrender and go. Let your body go and let your mind go and just take off. You know, be willing to travel. Be willing to go into more orgasmic states.
Fantastic. So, yes, we'll share more with Annie after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
We could use Amazon.
Okay. And welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where we explore the link between sex and spirit. And today we are talking about planet orgasm, exploring planet orgasm. And this is also based on Annie Sprinkle's latest book, The Explorer's Guide to Orgasm. And you can find the book on Amazon. And yeah, so just go to Amazon and just search for The Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm and you'll be able to find it. It's really delightful. You can look at the pages, you can laugh, you know, you can learn actual things that are just presented in such a friendly way that anybody would just fall in love with this book. Trust me, I've read so many books. I know so much about sex. I just absolutely love this book so much. And it's not just something that you look at and just laugh about. It actually comes with really clear, explicit instruction of what you can do to be able to have your first orgasm, to be able to explore having an energy orgasm. So it's really fantastic. Welcome back, Annie. So we talked about just before the break, the seven keys that you have. Are there any other things that you would like to share?
Well, I want to say the Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm is just a labor of love. I wanted to share all the things I've learned about orgasm. And I've also co-authored with my partner, Elizabeth Stevens, who also has a PhD and has been a long time exploring sexuality. And it's illuminated by Eudori, and it's published with Greenery Press, who's really just, they've done lots of incredible best-selling sex education books. The best place to get it is Amazon.com, and it's it looks really nice on the coffee table. It's really good for, especially for young women who are just learning about orgasm and their bodies. And it's just really beautiful. And again, it's for people like from all walks of life. And it makes a great gift. It's really cute. And I'm really proud of it. I did a book before called Dr. Sprinkle's Spectacular Sex. And it was a big, thick book with lots of information. And this book just focuses on one thing. It's only about and all about orgasm. There's nothing about sex positions. There's nothing about, finding a lover. It's specifically everything you wanted to know about orgasm, why to have them, the different kinds. There's information for men. There's also two really good interviews, if I do say so myself. One with Joseph Kramer, who's also got a PhD, and also from a scientist, Deb Herbeneck. She's at the Kinsey Institute, and she talks about her research and shares about the latest in orgasm research from a scientific point of view. So, we cover everything you want to know about orgasm, and there's a chapter on breathing, and anyone who might be interested in eco-sexuality, which is imagining Earth as your lover, it's kind of a just a mind shift instead of imagining Earth as mother, which you can still do, but it's imagining if the Earth is your lover. And so all the illustrations are outside, which you don't see. And most people have the best sex of their lives outside, outdoors, out in, outside of a house and bedroom. So it's really, I think, inspiring that way, visually. And Janet Hardy, she did the book, Ethical Slut and Radical Ecstasy. She was the editor for this book, and Janet Hardy is a real sex expert. So it was really wonderful to work on this with someone who really knows about sex and is really smart. And she's just published and edited books for many decades. And so I really kind of wanted to work with her as well, and with my partner, Beth Stevens. It was a great team, and I think I'm glad you liked it, Martha. And, it's selling well, especially in stores and sexuality boutiques, because when people hold it, it's 6 inches by 6 inches, and so it's cute and small, and it's beautiful. And, I hope people will enjoy it.
Yeah. So more about the book, just a little bit of more of a plug, which is the book actually talks about 4 levels of orgasm. That's basic, which is intellectual level, intermediate, people who who would like to try tips and experiments. And then there's extreme, everything that the program, the orgasm not training in the book has to offer. And then there's XX extreme orgasmic training, which is where you learn how to teach other people. So like I'm Annie was mentioning that the seven keys of having more orgasmic potential is in the book in chapter 8. And there's different kinds of breathing that you can do, ecstatic breathing with clear instructions and illustrations, tips to finding your G-spot, how to have orgasm with female ejaculation, how to attain a P-spot orgasm for people with prostates, that's a prostate massage. And there's genital orgasm, there's energy orgasm, there's a hybrid orgasm, which is a mix of two. So yeah, it's a really fun book with fascinating facts. It's friendly, it's cute, it's approachable. It'll be a good, great Christmas gift, I would imagine.
And, yeah.
Can you?
Right.
Yeah, it's true. So
yeah.
So tell us,
it's coming. You're right.
Yeah, it's true. So can you explain a little bit more in your own words? The link between sex and spirit for you, because obviously I know you're a spiritual person, and even your whole project of marrying earth, sky and air, sea and all these things is very spiritual, highly spiritual. So tell us more what you see is the link between sex and spirit, just in your own words.
Oh, wow, Martha, that's a difficult question. I've tried many different religions and spiritual practices. It's been also a hobby, meditation, chanting, gone to different churches and explored different religions. I was raised Unitarian, which is kind of a very open-minded religion. But my spirituality now is about just coming from the heart or the whole body and thinking about myself as the earth. So I am the earth. And so the earth is a great mystery, you know, the planet and nature, the non-human, which includes human and non-human. And just trying to just feel the love and feel the vibrations, the energies all around. And I heard a beautiful thing on the radio. Someone said, and I forgot who it was, that meditation is a simple form, a subtle form of self-love, which I thought was really beautiful. What's spiritual? I mean, I think it's just different things for different people, and there is no one right path at all. And orgasm, of course, can be very spiritual and connect you with, take you beyond everyday reality. I think whenever we go beyond everyday reality, whether it's a walk in the park or just sitting and resting or, you know, doing a yoga class or having an orgasm or even just kissing someone you love, you're going beyond, you know, the work, you know, everyday mundane things. Even getting dressed up, I'm a big fan, even getting dressed up in costumes and drag and, you know, putting on, celebrating, you know, through the changing your consciousness by changing your clothes. So anything can be spiritual. In fact, work for me is also spiritual. The art projects we do can be very orgasmic. We call it artgasms. So I just have a really expanded view of what's spiritual and what's sexual, both. And so for me, I'm looking at a cloud outside the window, and it's windy here in San Francisco, and this big puffy white cloud. And they're just, the wind is blowing, and then I'm just connecting with that cloud and how magical it is, and so, and how beautiful. Beauty is spiritual. So I think it's just something you can drop into. And for some people, religion certainly helps attain spiritual States. Orgasm was definitely, not all my orgasms were spiritual. You know, I compare it to like junk food, gourmet food, health food. You know, it's like sometimes you just want a quickie and get off. And sometimes you can have a very deeply spiritual experience with the orgasm deeply because it is an altered state. But yeah, I think everything can be spiritual. It's like everything would be my answer. What is spiritual? But mostly it's getting beyond the everyday reality to blissful, love-filled, ecstatic places, largely, and places of beauty. What is spiritual to you, Martha?
Actually, I feel exactly the same as you. I mean, I don't want to take your answer from you, but I feel anything, everything can be spiritual depending on what is your frame of mind. And you can, I love what you say, which is you can just drop into it. So like sitting here talking with you, I can be like, okay, this is just something I'm doing at 4 a.m. in the morning, or this is something that it's really an extension of us communing with each other through technology spiritually. So it's just a frame of mind, really. A walk in the park can be highly spiritual depending on how you're doing it. Anything, including work, like you said, can be really spiritual. And it's not just us doing this holy work of sex education and talking about spirituality that makes it spiritual. It's the frame of mind. If you see this as your work as an evolution of your consciousness, then work can be spiritual.
Great.
Okay, so we have a break, and after this we'll come back and wrap up the show. Thank you.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And so far, we've been talking about so many different things. The first part of the show, we talked about Annie and her work and how inspiring she is and how she sees herself and her work. The second part, we were talking about orgasms, different types of orgasms, definitions of orgasm, the seven keys to having bigger orgasms. And then the third part, we started to talk about Annie's definition of the link between sex and spirit. And we talked about so many different things. I'm taking notes, and I really love what she said about dropping into. it's a very much a dropping into, and practically everything, in her opinion and also in my opinion, can be spiritual. So, yes, so I just want to read out some of the reviews of people who have read the book. So this artist and a musician, a teacher, she said, Planet Orgasm, super smart sex ad for badass earthlings, and it's my new orgasm Bible. And Reed Mahalko of Read About Sex, who is America's favorite sex geek, he says, boldly go where your orgasm has never gone before. Let Annie Sprinkle and Beth Stevens be the Captain Kurt and Mr. Spike of your pleasure. And Betty Dodson, who is the founder of Body Sex Workshops, and she's actually mentioned in the book, talks about it being a smart, insightful guide, even for old sexual war horse like me. This book will be so helpful for pre-orgasmic women of all ages who can now expand their idea of sexual pleasure, including me. That's beautiful. So earlier you were talking about eco-sex. So previously I did review a book called Eco-Sexuality, and of course you were in it, Annie. So maybe you would like to elaborate on eco-sex, because I know that's a very big part of your work.
Yeah, well, as I get older, I'm more concerned with, you know, environmental issues and, you know, future generations having clean air and clean water. And I had breast cancer. There's so much breast cancer, cancer in general, and the planet's getting more toxic. So I was already starting to think of these things. And then I heard the word eco-sex, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, it was a dating term. And then my partner and I, after we married the earth, we decided we'd come out as ecosexual. So we took this term and we made an ecosex manifesto, which described a kind of a movement. We kind of made it into an ecosex movement with this manifesto, which is at our website, sexecology.org. And so it's imagining the earth as a lover is a big part of it. And just like the, so like if you're having sex with your partner in the hot tub outside, you can also connect with the orchid, you know, at the growing on the side of the garden, you know, and actually connect with the cloud or connect with a tree, because all these things are alive. And we are the earth. So even human sex is eco-sex, but also, like, if you put your forehead on a tree and try to talk with the tree, it sounds a little crazy, but it's just fun and experimental, and it's exploring how we can connect with the non-human world better and love it more. And I think the planet is in menopause, you know, the mother planet's in menopause, and it needs a little love. So our environmental activist strategy is to love the earth more and entice the others and seduce other people to, you know, really pleasure the earth. So a lot of people have sex with water, for example, like they masturbate with their shower head, or, you know, there's, or they, you know, stand under a waterfall and, you know, or put their pussy on the hot tub jets, you know. But how many people actually give something back to the water, love the water, thank the water? Because the water maybe feels that too. So it's just kind of taking, you know, taking things to, making everything about love and sex and pleasure and as much as possible as a kind of activist strategy. And my motto has always been, let there be pleasure on earth and let it begin with me. And I think that what we do affects other things around us. So if I throw trash in the ocean, it affects, you know, the fish are dying. Half of the fish in the ocean died in, you know, like 12 years, you know, 15 years. And we have a new film. We have a film on Netflix people might enjoy if they want to learn more about eco-sex. It's called Goodbye Dolly Mountain. that's goodbye, G-A-U-L-E-Y, mountain, an ecosexual love story. So as ecosexuals, we, you know, we go to the mountains and we explore, in this case, coal mining destruction. So it's, they're kind of, you know, right now we have a new film that's about to have a world premiere. It's called Water Makes Us Wet, an ecosexual love story. Mm. So we're busy artists and activists and sex educators, and we just are following our muses and our clitorises and our hearts, and they lead us to these strange places, and including planet orgasm, because we are on the most beautiful, incredible planet ever, and just we just love this world that we're in.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So you mentioned that you have this new project, Water Makes Us Wet. What other projects do you have?
Well, we're doing another book. We start actually today, another book. It's called Assuming the Ecosexual Position. And that's going to be with University of Minnesota Press. It's going to be kind of our theory, our very smart, heady book about our work. And what else? We just had a little sneak preview of our film at the Santa Cruz Film Festival. And so we're, you know, there's a lot of fires right now in California, and yeah, a lot of people are losing it all. And so we just try to help people. We have people staying in our house whose house might burn today, you know, they're evacuated. So people are freaking out about losing it all, and the world, there's a lot of challenges and a lot of big issues. And so we're just doing what we can every day to love people, love the earth, and love each other. And part of it is helping each other find more pleasure, because you know, loving yourself and having pleasure is a kind of balance to all the pain and trauma and difficulties of life. So I think it's really important to have lots of orgasms and sexy fun, whatever form that is. It can be alone or with a tree or a cloud or with your husband or wife or a big orgy, whatever it is for you. So we're just busy bees and pollinating our ideas and our projects all the time. What about you, Martha? What are you up to these days?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I just finished my third book, which is called From Princess to Queen, and it's my personal life. Basically, I just put out little like sexuality stories, like how I first masturbated and how I was bullied growing up because I had acne, I was fat, and then each chapter I also had practical professional advice. I've been busy working towards getting everything set up and beginning to invite people to review my book and publicize it. There's so many things. I'm also an ASEC certified sex educator. I also applied to be a CE provider, providing continuing education points. And so I'm looking to develop more programs, courses that provides us continuing education points for sex educators. So you know, the work just never ends, right? We follow our hearts, we follow our clit, and I think it's really important to be guided into what we feel led to do, and also has impact to the world. So I really admire what you're doing. I really admire how you are a pioneer in a lot of these things and raising consciousness and awareness on the environment.
Well, thank you. I admire what you're doing, Martha. So keep it up, as we say. And I wish you and the listeners, thank you for listening. If you made it to the end of the show, I appreciate your interest. And I wish everybody listening lots of sexy fun and happy orgasms and lots of love in all its glorious forms.
Beautiful. And we, I feel your love. Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah. So yes, be sure to check out Annie's work. You can go to anniesprinkle.org and you can get her book on Amazon. You can check out her work and also my book review, which also links to other of her work, like videos she's done. So yeah, just go. You can go to Amazon and key in the Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasm or just Planet Orgasm. Her name will pop up. Her work will pop up. And also, yeah, stay tuned. Next week, we have a different guest who's going to be focusing on pleasure. So stay tuned next week. In the meantime, have lots of love in your life. And I hope this episode has inspired you with your life. Thank you.